With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. New Senate Majority Leader John Thune is kicking off the new session of Congress with a promise to preserve the filibuster, saying in his first floor speech yesterday as leader that his priority will be to ensure the Senate stays the Senate.
Thune and Senate Republicans took power on Friday, a little more than 2 weeks before President-elect Donald Trump will be inaugurated, cementing a firm GOP hold on Washington. And Thune will have to navigate his new responsibilities along with the new president, who has made clear that he expects allegiance from Congress and has previously called for eliminating the filibuster. While Republicans aren't ready to eliminate the filibuster, they are preparing to try and quickly pass much of Trump's agenda through budget reconciliation, a legislative mechanism that circumvents it. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Mexico has opened the possibility of receiving non-Mexican migrants deported by the United States.
Mexico's President Claudia Sheinbaum said Friday that in cases where the U.S. would not return non-Mexican migrants to their home countries, that there could be what she called collaboration through different mechanisms. She did not specify, but Mexico could limit the number to certain nationalities or request compensation from the U.S. to offset transportation costs for moving such deportees out of Mexico. Mexico initially favored the return of other nationalities directly to their countries of origin. George Williams reporting.
Funeral services honoring former President Jimmy Carter, who died on Sunday at age 100, will be held in Georgia and Washington, D.C., beginning today and concluding on Thursday. D.C. Metropolitan Police Chief Pamela Smith says a public viewing and services for the former president will start this coming week.
The public will have an opportunity to pay their final respects during a ceremony at the Naval Memorial and a procession to the U.S. Capitol on Tuesday, which will be followed by the former president lying in state in the Capitol Rotunda on Tuesday evening and Wednesday.
And this is SRN News. Liberal pastors are blessing abortion clinics, Michael Harrington reports.
Since the repeal of Roe v. Wade, pro-life laws have been sweeping the states and clinics have been closing. But the ones that remain have been seeking and receiving blessings from liberal clergymen. The Religious Community for Reproductive Choice is connecting the clinics with pastors who support abortion. Pro-life activist Josh Mercer tells the Daily Caller that it is, quote, wicked for religious practice to be hijacked to promote the killing of children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The first of the new year has ushered in hundreds of new laws across the nation. California, for example, will start enforcing a measure that prohibits school districts from adopting policies requiring staff to notify parents if their children change their gender identification. The legislation was a priority for Democratic lawmakers who wanted to halt such policies passed by a number of districts in California. This is SRN News. Las Vegas Cybertruck bomber Matthew Leibelsberger claimed the shocking suicide was not a terrorist attack, but a way for the U.S. soldier to cleanse his mind. New revelations coming out about his motive. Alicia Arrett is Leibelsberger's ex-girlfriend, says he told her of pain and exhaustion after serving in Afghanistan, signs she recognized as symptoms of traumatic brain injury.
I was an Army nurse, and I worked on TBI units. Like at Walter Reed, I worked on the TBI unit there. And I think that's kind of why he felt so safe with me and why we kept dating on and off, is he knew I understood him. So I just recognized some of the symptoms, and then he told me he'd gotten head injuries from that.
And the terrorist attacker left behind two notes and a charred cell phone recovered by police. More of these stories at srnnews.com.